Defense Secretary Ash Carter says it's time for an upgrade to the Goldwater-Nichols Act. That's the law which created the current command structure back in 1986. It somewhat bypassed the service chiefs. Carter revealed some reforms the department's already working on by itself, but he also outlined changes that'll need authority from Congress. We get more now from Federal News Radio Scott Massioni.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter wants to institute some changes around the Defense Department. He unveiled a package of reforms he'd like the Pentagon to adopt and Congress to consider. Those reforms, Carter says, will bring DoD into the future and prepare it for the threats the nation is currently facing. Carter is calling these reforms the sequel to the Goldwater-Nichols Act. The act, which was passed in 1986, is responsible for today's military and defense institutional organization. The act solidified the command from the president to the defense secretary to the combatant commanders, created the position of the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and reinforced jointness within the military. Here's Carter during a speech at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
This year, as Goldwater-Nichols turns 30, we can see that the world has changed since then. Instead of the Cold War and one clear threat, we face a security environment that's dramatically different from the last quarter century. It's time that we consider practical updates to this critical organizational framework while still preserving its spirit and intent. For example, we can see in some areas how the pendulum between service equities and jointness may have swung too far, as in not involving the service chiefs enough in acquisition decision-making and accountability, or where subsequent world events suggest nudging the pendulum further, as in taking more steps to strengthen the capability of the chairman and the joint chiefs to support force management, planning, and execution across the combatant commands. Particularly in the face of threats that cut across regional and functional combatant command areas of responsibility, as many increasingly do.
Carter says DoD has already taken steps to achieve its updated organizational posture. The department is trying to simplify its command and control. Carter says in the coming weeks, DoD will look to see where four-star general leadership has made headquarters components top-heavy or less efficient than they could be. Those positions will be replaced with a three-star general. Carter says the military is based on rank hierarchy, but that sometimes gets complicated in the combatant commands and the component headquarters. DoD has already tried to streamline some of its headquarters staff by mandating a 25% reduction in employees last fall. Carter says headquarters will be able to accommodate that change. Here's Carter.
We can meet these targets without combining Northern Command and Southern Command, or combining European Command and Africa Command. Actions that would run contrary to why we made them separate, because of their distinct areas of emphasis and increasing demands on our forces in them. And indeed, those demands have only further increased in recent years, with each command growing busier. So instead of combining these commands to the detriment of our friends, our allies, and in fact our own command and control capabilities, we intend to be more efficient by integrating functions like logistics and intelligence and plans across the joint staff, the combatant commands and subordinate commands, eliminating redundancies while not losing capability. And much can be done here.
While the Defense Department can make some reforms on its own, it will still need Congress for other items on its wish list. One particular task is something Carter has already told lawmakers about. He wants to expand the responsibilities of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Carter says he wants to strengthen that role because different combatant commands see different things in their regions, but someone needs to put together all the information to advise the defense secretary. Carter also wants the joint chiefs to act as parents to the combatant commands when they're demanding resources. Here's what Carter had to say.
Each individual COCOM naturally has a tendency to say, I need it all, and you know, I desperately need it all, and it's human nature, and it's what you want. They want to do everything they can to accomplish their mission, but we don't have an infinite amount of stuff. And so there needs to be a global integrator of that. That's not made clear. It's made clear in the original goal. It's made clear that the chairman is the principal military advisor to me and the president, and I respect that and very much want that. But it doesn't say he's also the one who's supposed to be every day and periodically as we move forces around, giving me that advice on where things ought to be and how they ought to be used. That is self-evidently required in today's world and wasn't not part of the original conception. Now, as a practical matter, everybody knows that I look to Joe Dunford to do that, but I think it's worth writing it down because there'll be others who come along later, and it's important to clarify that that is a requirement of that a president and a secretary of defense will make of a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in today's world.
Carter's also looking toward acquisition reforms. Congress worked with DOD last year to give more acquisition power to the military service chiefs. This year, Carter wants to streamline the acquisition process by cutting some of the members on the Defense Acquisition Board. The board serves as a senior advisor for the acquisition system and provides advice on acquisition decisions. Here's Carter on some of the defense acquisition reforms and the Defense Acquisition Board.
It's currently composed of about 35 principals and advisors, each of whom is likely to feel empowered as a gatekeeper for acquisition. Reducing these layers will both free up staff time and focus decision-making energy on overcoming real obstacles to program success rather than bureaucratic hurdles. And we also intend to reduce burdensome acquisition documentation. Just for one example, in cases where the Defense Acquisition Executive serves as the milestone decision authority, the current process dictates that 14 separate documents be coordinated within the department. Reducing these paperwork requirements in a meaningful way and pushing approval authority lower down when a program is on the right track. We'll eliminate redundant reviews and shorten review timelines, ultimately getting capabilities fielded to our troops sooner, which our service chiefs and our combatant commanders desire and deserve.
Of course, there's something in there for military personnel, too. Carter says he wants to shorten the amount of joint duty officers need to progress in the ranks. He says he also wants to expand what is considered joint duty. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to FederalNewsRadio.com/FederalDrive and click Share with Friends.